Hi, Tina. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
You don't sound fine.
Well, I am. Don't worry about me, Susie.
The weather is pretty bad today.
I know, but I'm busy. I can't talk now.
What is wrong? You're being mean today.
Sorry. I'm in a bad mood. I'm crabby.
That's okay. We're all in a bad mood sometimes.
Thanks. The weather is so cloudy. I feel tired too.
Then you need more sleep. A good night's sleep is always helpful.
You're right. I sometimes go to bed too late.
And you can cheer up. Listen to happy music.
Great idea. That may help me. No one is always in a good mood. Sometimes you feel unhappy or crabby, and you can say mean things. Why? You may be tired and need more sleep, or it may be a cloudy or rainy day. But you can change your mood and cheer up. How? You can go for a walk in the park. You can listen to happy music. And you can get a good night's sleep. That's always helpful. Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. How are you feeling today?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. I'm feeling great. We can learn together. Today's topic is how to say it.
And our title is How Do You Feel?
Do you ever feel in a bad mood, Pauline?
Well, sure. I think everyone is in a bad mood sometimes. Sometimes I have problems with my computer, or I wake up late and it makes me grumpy or in a bad mood.
I like that word, grumpy. It even sounds like a bad mood. I get in a bad mood sometimes too. It might just be the way you feel that day, but sometimes it's a choice not to show it to other people. We'll talk more about that. Other times things happen to you during the day and your mood just gets worse and worse.
So when that happens, what can you do to cheer up?
Oh, cheer up. Sometimes I will find a good friend. Sometimes I will find my favorite food. That will cheer me up.
I actually do that too, although we shouldn't do that too often because it's probably not the most healthy habit. I can't eat ice cream every time I'm grumpy.
Oh, that's why you're eating ice cream all the time. Well, anyway, today we will talk more about these things. It is good to talk about it when you are in a good mood. So when you are in a bad mood, we know what to do.
That's a good point. Yes, in the moment, we probably aren't thinking clearly. So we need to think about the future and decide how we're going to act before it happens.
Well, friends, let's get started. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, Tina 今天心情不好。她说 I'm in a bad mood. 名词 mood 就是心情、情绪。Tina 心情不好，说话比较不客气。怪不得 Susie 会说她 You are being mean today. 形容词 mean 在这里有脾气暴躁、凶恶的意思。Tina 继续抱怨说天气很阴沉，我也觉得好累。The weather is so cloudy. 形容词 cloudy 就是多云的、阴天的。Susie 想要鼓励 Tina， 她说 You can cheer up. 片语动词 cheer up 就是使某人开心、高兴起来。听听音乐可能有帮助哦。Happy music is always helpful. 形容词 helpful 就是有帮助的。
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
You don't sound fine.
Well, I am. Don't worry about me, Susie.
The weather is pretty bad today.
I know, but I'm busy. I can't talk now.
What is wrong? You're being mean today.
Sorry, I'm in a bad mood. I'm crabby. So Susie meets Tina in the office and says, "How are you?"
This is a great question. So this is a question that actually has a lot of meaning in English.
Doesn't it just mean I want to know how you are feeling?
Well, sometimes. In Chinese, someone might say, "Hello, have you eaten yet?" In the same way, we ask this question in English.
Oh, okay. So sometimes it is just like saying hello, and then you ask just to start a conversation. You might just say, "I am well, thanks," and then you start talking.
But other times, people really want to know, "How are you?" Especially if you look upset. They want to know if you are doing all right.
I have had friends learning English get really confused sometimes. Someone might ask them, "How are you?" And they start to answer with a really long story, only to find out that this person just wanted them to say good or okay.
Well, Tina is fine today.
No, she isn't. She is in a bad mood today. Even though she says fine, she's actually not fine.
Yeah, Susie says you don't sound fine, especially the way Tina is saying this word. We know something is wrong.
Right. Tina says, "Well, I am. Don't worry about me, Susie." It sounds like Tina is telling her, not asking her. You know, when we say, "Please don't worry about me," it's a request, right? But here it's just, "Don't worry about me."
Maybe the best thing is to change the topic. Susie can talk about the weather.
When the weather is good, it is sunny and warm. But when the weather is bad, it is cold and maybe rainy.
Today, the weather is pretty bad.
And Tina really doesn't want to talk. She says, "I know, but I'm busy. I can't talk now."
It seems like Tina is being a little rude today, but she doesn't want to talk about it.
Susie uses a different word here. She says that Tina is being mean today.
I know someone who is never mean. Her name is Christina. Let's learn more from her right now.
今天 Tina 感觉上很烦躁的样子, 所以 Susie 问她, "What is wrong? You are being mean today." 你今天很烦躁。 形容词 mean 可以形容人很小气吝啬, 或者卑鄙坏心眼。 不过在美国的口语表达中, 只要是碰到人脾气暴躁、焦虑, 很难搞的时候, 就可以用 mean这个字。 所以 Susie 说, "Tina, you are being mean today." 不是骂她小气或是卑鄙, 是说她今天很烦躁。 另外要说 Tina 很 mean, 是不是说 you are mean 就可以了呢? 为什么要用 you are being mean? be 动词 are 加现在分词 being, 这是现在进行式，因为是强调此刻现在 Tina 的表现很烦躁，而不是批评 Tina 本身就是一个很 mean 的人，所以一定要用现在进行式。例如有人对你很好，你说 you are being so kind, 或者 I'm just being honest, 表示我现在只是说实话而已。
Thanks, Christina. Well, it sounds like Tina's in a bad mood today. I hope she feels better. We'll have to find out, though, after the break. For now, we'll see you in a minute. Right after this.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. So our friend Tina is in a bad mood today. She even apologizes and said, "Sorry, I'm crabby today."
Crabby is when you're in a bad mood. It's like you are a crab. We all know what a crab is, right? They live in the oceans, they have claws, and they seem mean and angry all the time.
So I guess maybe that's where this word crabby comes from. Well, I hope Tina feels better. Let's see what happens in this next conversation.
That's okay. We're all in a bad mood sometimes.
Thanks. The weather is so cloudy. I feel tired too.
Then you need more sleep. A good night's sleep is always helpful.
You're right. I sometimes go to bed too late.
And you can cheer up. Listen to happy music.
Great idea. That may help me. I really like this lesson today.
Why, Pauline? Because Tina is in a bad mood?
No, because we all have bad moods sometimes. No one is perfect, and sometimes we don't want other people to know it. But other people can help us when we have a bad day.
So today is a good reminder for me, too, that even when I am in a bad mood, I can still share that with other people. I don't need to hide it.
Susie understands, too. She agrees with you, Peter. We're all in a bad mood sometimes.
There is a good saying in English. We are all human. This is saying that we all make mistakes and we have different moods. We are not perfect, so other people can understand you and forgive you.
Tina really appreciates Susie. They can start talking about the weather now. The weather is so cloudy today.
Well, let's learn more about this sentence with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today is another amazing day, and I'm so happy that you decided to spend today with us. Well, it's time for you to learn something new in Use It. In today's Use It, you are going to learn how to use the word so. For example, the teacher is so nice. Or you could say, the food is so delicious. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Peter, do you ever feel bad when the weather is bad?
Well, yes. Sometimes when I wake up, I'm excited for the day, and then it's cold and rainy and wet, and by the time I get to work, I don't want to go outside again.
I can understand. When the sky is gray and it is cloudy, I feel tired easily. I would like the sun to come up.
Cheer up.
Is the sun coming out?
No. Cheer up. It's time for today's
calendar phrase.
Cheer up.
Cheer up.
要高兴起来. Don't be sad. Cheer up.
I'm in a bad mood.
Cheer up.
I'm crabby.
Cheer up.
How can I cheer up?
Listen to happy music.
Like what?
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. Are you feeling better?
No, I'm feeling worse.
Oh, cheer up. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. So please.
Cheer up.
Cheer up.
要高兴起来.
That calendar phrase will cheer anyone up.
Yes, but what are some other things that will help your mood? What if you are tired? What does Susie say?
Well, then you need more sleep. A good night's sleep is always helpful.
And a lesson from Christina is always helpful, too. Here she is for more about this.
Susie 建议 Tina 要多睡一点, 而且 a good night's sleep is always helpful. 这句话要表达的是不论如何晚上能好好的睡一觉一定会有好处的。请看看名词片语 a good night's sleep， 它就是一夜好眠，好好的睡一觉的意思。比如你关心朋友昨晚有没有睡好，可以问他 Did you have a good night's sleep？ 或者你已经好几天没有好好睡觉了，就可以说 I need a good night's sleep。 而感冒的人如果好好的睡一觉应该就会好一点。 You'll feel better after a good night's sleep， 这些都是片语 a good night's sleep 的用法。
Thanks Christina。So when we sleep well, we can say that we got a good night's sleep.
This is helpful because it will help your mood. You will not feel as bad then.
I think we all go to bed late sometimes. That is another way of saying that you stay up late.
Yes. Then the next day you will likely have a bad mood.Or at least you will be tired.
Right. Susie has another idea, though, for us. She says Tina can listen to music.
Yes, that will be helpful, and that will calm her down. Well, we learned a lot today. Let's start reviewing. Let's look at those key words.
Here's your first key word for today. Mood. Mood. I'm happy. I'm in a good mood.
Mean. Mean. Don't be mean. That's not nice.
Cloudy. Cloudy. It's cloudy today. It may rain.
Cheer up. Cheer up. Smile and cheer up.
Helpful. Helpful. Your advice is very helpful. Okay, friends, these are some very helpful keywords, so keep on practicing them. Now let's review our lesson one more time together.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
You don't sound fine.
Well, I am. Don't worry about me, Susie.
The weather is pretty bad today.
I know, but I'm busy. I can't talk now.
What is wrong? You're being mean today.
Sorry. I'm in a bad mood. I'm crabby.
That's okay. We're all in a bad mood sometimes.
Thanks. The weather is so cloudy. I feel tired, too.
Then you need more sleep. A good night's sleep is always helpful.
You're right. I sometimes go to bed too late.
And you can cheer up. Listen to happy music.
Great idea. That may help me.
I am so upset.
Ginger, what's wrong?
I'm in a bad mood.
Well, no one is always in a good mood.
Right, and today I'm unhappy. Ha!
Unhappy and crabby.
Yes, let me tell you what I think. You see...
Be careful. When you're crabby, you may say mean things.
But... Ginger,
maybe you're tired. Maybe you need some sleep.
Maybe.
Maybe you're upset because it's cloudy.
Maybe.
Or maybe you're crabby because you're hungry.
Yeah, maybe you're right.I think I'm hungry.
Will a banana cheer you up?
Yes.
Good.
Yay! I'm happy now.
what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Have a happy, happy day. Happy, happy, happy day. Have a happy day. Happy day. Help someone and give a smile. Give the whole world your best today. What you know and what you do are an important part of you. What you think and what you say will help you have a better day. Come on,
well, today was great, even though it had a bad mood. I think sometimes we don't want to share with other people, but once we do, then things can get better from there.
And the truth is, most people can tell when you're in a bad mood, so you might as well just be honest about it and share what's going on.
Well, friends, come back tomorrow for more, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.